I would like to talk about the premise of this talk. As far as I understood it, it wasn't about Gilad Atzmon. It was about the rise of anti-Semitism in Europe. Anti-Semitism is a very, very misleading notion. It gives the feeling that we are dealing with racially orientated hatred. I'm sorry to tell you, but you don't belong to the Semitic race. Jews are not a race. There is no Jewish racial continuum. Full stop. If you want to read more about it, I can make sure that you read, you know, to give you the right references. There is no racial continuum. There is definitely a sense of evolving anti-Jewishness. There is more and more resentment towards Jewishness, towards Jewish ideology, and towards the Jewish state that is committing crime after crime for so many years in the name of the Jewish people. In the name of the Jewish people. And are defended by you too, who supported this last war in Gaza, along together with 94% of the Israeli people. So it's not just the Israeli politicians. 94% of the Israeli population supported air raids against civilians, WMD, white phosphorus, that is digging into kids, into kids' bodies, and stopped by the bone, if there is a kid left. These two supported this war. Freedom of speech that you like so much, is inspired by the tendency, by the seeking of telling truth, freedom of truth, not freedom of lie, not freedom of spin. Mr. Aronovich, your film is not different from Fitna. Fitna is a film that was made by this awful Dutch MP that was refused to enter this country. He was refused for being a racist. Your film in Channel 5 is no different at all. You bring people and they talk about cults of death. We are living in this country with Muslims. They have to go to work. They have to drive in buses, in trains, one day after your beautiful film is presented. The question is, why do we ban a Dutch MP, a racist, from entering this country? And we let these two coming with the most ludicrous Islamophobic ranting, and if you want to watch it, go to Islamophobia Watch and type David Aronovich Nico and you will find enough. I'm not going to do it for you. Why? Because the Dutch guy was a white Gentile, we may think Christian. And we don't want Christian to be, apparently he's not, he's an atheist. But we don't expect Christians to behave like warmongers. But these two, they don't have any problem. They do it on the Observer, in the Times, wherever you want. This is very bad. Because this took this country, I came to this country 15 years ago, you can hear that I'm not exactly a native speaker. You know, you can come with, you know, all my grammar mistakes after a minute.
It's not your grammatical mistakes, sir.
I'm talking now.
We'll let him finish and we'll bring you in.
Thank you. Yeah. I came to this country 15 years ago. It was a very peaceful place. This country has been dragged into a devastating war that was advocated by these two. In case you don't understand, 1.5 million Iraqis were slaughtered, genocide, by a war advocated by these two pretty horrible people. And in the name of democracy, in the name of what democracy? What can we say about democracy in this country? If our democracy was good enough to let us to lead us into an illegal war that led to 1.5 million of dead Iraqis. We have very, very, very little to teach people, other people, about democracy. All those ideologies of enlightenment, we have to start to ask ourselves, why is it that the people that are fighting against anti-Semitism are not just fighting against racism in general, as universalists, as humanists? Why then to be as well Islamophobes? Why they talk about Islamofascists? Mr. Nicoin, do you know what fascism is? You mention it every sentence. You don't know what fascism is. Fascism. A Muslim cannot be a fascist. So this is the this is. I have time. I have plenty of time. Okay.
They don't have a lot of time.
You're absolutely right. You're absolutely right. We are getting now into a situation where we have to start to ask ourselves, why do they talk about anti-Semitism? They talk about anti-Semitism because they want us to think that it's a racial hatred. It is not a racial hatred, but the Israeli crime, the Jewish state crime that is done in the name of the Jewish people, cannot be defended in reasonable, logical form. It cannot be. And we have, it's about time that we understand that Jewishness is slightly dangerous. I'm not talking about the Jews. In fact, we have to save the Jews of the crime that is imposed on them by people like these two. I want to finish with something very, very simple. This book was published in this town. It is called Oxford Pocket Oxford Dictionary. It's a bit too big for my pocket. This book specifically was published, this is the fifth edition, in 1955, and according to my knowledge, this edition was running till 1976. This is what it says about the Jew. Person of Hebrew race, unscrupulous usurer or bargainer. This is Oxford Dictionary. Now, I hope that you definitely realize how horrible it was to live in this country with such a book being published. I wouldn't like to live in this country. I would be very afraid to live in this country. This definition has been changed. I'm very happy about it. But I want to leave you with one. I want to leave you with something to think about. I want to leave you with one thing to think about. With such a bad attitude toward Jews, would Jews be courageous enough to drag us into a war? Would the Bank of Scotland give Madoff $15 billion of British taxpayers? So, considering what is published in this book, we are nowhere near to the state of rise of anti-Semitism. However, I think the Jews should be very, very careful and should deal with the problem that is imposed on them by the Lord Levites, by the Wolfowitzes, by the Cohen, Aronovich, Melanie Phillips, and others.
Shame on you.
Ladies and gentlemen,
you are an anti-Semite. How can you applaud that?
Can we please?
How dare you?
Can we have a little bit of